WTAW News Time, 5 minutes after 6, temperatures 42. Check out the Brazos Valley Weather Falls News presented by the Law Office of Brian Turner, exclusively representing fathers' rights. Go to brianturnerlaw.com. I'm Bill Oliver. A Bryan man in the Brazos County Jail for almost 3 years on a murder charge has been arrested for the fourth time for injuring someone inside the detention center. 39-year-old Nathaniel Tillery awaiting trial for the March 2015 robbery, kidnapping, and death of an employee at the Exxon convenience store at University and the Freeway. According to the arrest report from the sheriff's office, surveillance video showed Tillery knocking another inmate out of his seat, then being beaten repeatedly in the head. The other inmate, who required surgery for a broken jaw, said he was attacked because he wouldn't give up his seat. Tillery also awaiting trial on 4 counts of assaulting public servants in 3 separate incidents. A former employee of the College Station Coal Store accused of taking more than $3,000 cash last November. 23-year-old Jessica Higgins of College Station, who was arrested this week, is out of jail after posting bond. According to the arrest report, store video showed her taking money on 3 occasions from cash registers. She also made numerous confessions to police and pledged to repay the money. The arrest took place after the investigating officer learned last week she had not made any payments, and after she said she was going to use a student loan refund and tax return to make restitution in full at some point in the future. A new policy at Cinemark Theater starts today that bans almost all big bags.
Any purses will have to be smaller than 12 inches by 12 inches by 6 inches. Cinemark says it's to enhance the safety and security of their guests and employees. The only exceptions will be medical bags or diaper bags. Kelly Weiss, TSN News.
Cinemark's website also states they reserve the right to inspect all bags and packages, and they will not have a place to check bags or other personal belongings that are not allowed. Another spring enrollment record's been set at Texas A&M. The total for all locations, 63,599, is up from last spring's 61,640. The spring's number in College Station is also a record at 58,921. One of the candidates for Brazos County Commission in Precinct 4 wants to move criminal justice facilities. At last night's Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce Candidates Forum, Tommy Anderson told moderator Scott DeLucia that can be done at the county level.
With all due respect, this is not something in the county commissioner's race. The county commissioner has no control over where a federal prison is placed.
But I came out of a county where I lived in Dallas, and John Wally Price, he did those things.
After the exchange, incumbent Irma Colley responded to Anderson asking how Precinct 4 wound up with county, state, and federal facilities.
The facilities that we have are very well designed.
A podcast of last night's forums online at WTAW.com. Bryan School Board this week agreed with administrators to delay the expansion of parking lots on 2 campuses after administrators chose who they wanted to add 108 spaces at the north end of Rutter High School. Came the suggestion of placing half of those spaces on the south side by the fine arts area. Superintendent Christy Whitbeck among those saying that'll give enough paved space for the Rutter band to practice.
Well, and as we discussed it as an administrative team, it's after hearing the feedback from the board members on the committee and thinking it through, it's worth a few weeks delay in order to be able to do something that also really helps the band and the fine arts program, and it serves multiple purposes. So it's a win for everybody.
So the delay is to rewrite the contract to reflect the change at Rutter. 23 more spaces also coming to Davila Middle School. Another round of warning people about scammers calling and demanding payment for utility bills now directed at business owners.
A lot of times the scammers will target the larger business customers because their bills are larger.
Casey Kirchfinks with Entergy, that's the power company serving much of the county surrounding Bryan College Station. She says scammers will call at the busiest times of the day when business owners may not give their full attention to the call.
They just don't stop for a minute and think, you know what, Entergy will never call me and tell me I'm about to disconnect you.
And the scammers might know all about you, including your account number and how much you owe. WTAW News Time, 9 minutes after 6. The temperature is 42. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. News presented by Pioneer, or by the Law Office. This newscast sponsored by the Law Office of Bryan Turner. More news after 6:30 or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
They exclusively fight for the rights of fathers. Period. Dads have the right to remain dads following a divorce. Bryan Turner can help you fight this battle. Brian Turner Law advocates for deserving dads to ensure his time with his children. He also works hard to protect the client's home, retirement, or other important assets, and has a flat fee for consultation. Call the law offices of Brian Turner, 979-583-9200. Family law for fathers, period. For you and the sake of your kids, BrianTurnerLaw.com.
He's our neighbor for more than 50 years. A local bookstore owner for more than 40 years. A fighting Texas Aggie class of 69. Our state representative, John Rainey. John Rainey has voted for law and order and a more secure border. He supported $800 million for border security surge operations, putting more boots on the ground and more assets in the air to stop traffickers. Rainey voted to end sanctuary cities for illegal aliens, because the rule of law must be enforced. And Rainey supported increasing the state share of education funding to improve our schools and to allow school districts to reduce property taxes.
I'm John Rainey. I have a record of improving education, supporting our great teachers, and fighting to keep property taxes under control. I am pro-life because every life matters from conception until natural death.
A fighting Texas Aggie, a local small business owner, a staunch conservative. John Rainey for state representative.
Political ad paid for by the John Rainey campaign.
Tackle all kinds of jobs around your place with the highly versatile Kubota L-Series tractor. They're comfortable, spacious, and easy to control with performance-matched implements and a genuine Kubota diesel engine for years of reliable service. Right now, get a Kubota L-Series with 0% APR financing for up to 84 months, plus great customer instant rebates and a 6-year warranty. Now through March 31st, 2018. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Come see WC Tractor at one of their four Kubota locations in Bryan, Navasota, Brenham, or Temple, or visit WCTractor.com.
Good morning. It's 6:12. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore, your nationwide agent, part of their member-driven community, where serving members' needs is their top priority. Call your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore, today, 979-776-1900. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
This has certainly been a dreary weather pattern we've been stuck under, and we continue to be locked into it. Lots of clouds today, some areas of fog this morning, maybe a shower or two, 55 to 60 this afternoon. We'll have periods of rain to deal with tonight, lows around 55. Partly to mostly cloudy and breezy tomorrow, warmer, highs 70 to 75, there may be a shower. There's a chance of showers Saturday, breezy, highs near 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, Texas A&M women's head coach Gary Blair is looking towards, to the NCAA tournament to get a higher seed. The Aggs will have to get a win over Arkansas tonight. Coach, a little bit on the NCAA tournament seeding.
Win our last two ball games, win at least two in the SEC tournament, and we'll be right in the middle of 14, 15, and 16. Because our RPI is that high, our strength of schedule's in the top 10.
I'm always willing to talk about those rankings that are coming out. So Coach Gary Blair, we'll hear a little bit more from him coming up. Also, Aggie softball kicks off the Mary Nutter Classic today. Here's some from Tori Vidalis, who has been the hottest hitter arguably in the nation. Well, really has been. She was actually awarded as the best player from last week in the nation.
All right.
So we'll hear a little bit from Tori Vidalis, and as well as the Olympics. All that more coming up in sports.
And we'll have some discussion as to when we'll see the sun again.
Yeah, man. Have
we set an all-time record for consecutive hours of drizzle?
If not, we've come awfully close.
It doesn't fall very hard, but if you look at the bar ditches, they got water standing in them in most cases.
Yeah. Somewhat proportionally, kind of like Harvey, it was more than drizzle, but we certainly just had that slow falling rain over several days in a row.
Now, do they do burn ban review next week? Is that right?
It's already been lifted.
All right. Okay. Good.
I would hope so.
It was lifted last week.
All right. Because, you know, there's nothing dry enough to burn.
Yeah.
So probably would be one of the reasons. So now, did you talk to Mom and them up there in East Texas?
I have not about the weather.
Okay.
Probably about Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, really. Exactly. Now, so your folks been to Vegas?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. But back before I was born.
Okay, things were different then.
Yeah, they settled down once I came along.
Yeah, things were different.
Maybe 9 months after they went to Vegas.
Oh. It was
Bill.
Wow, it was a lot cheaper to go to Las Vegas and do anything back then.
Yes, it was.
Not so much now. All right, look, it's 41. Is that right?
Yes.
I have 42, but
the chill
counting?
Factor is 35.
Well, you could be north of Dallas right now.
Well, you know, I noticed yesterday they had some freezing precip up there, huh? What do they got going on?
Ice covered everything.
Wow. Okay. Wow.
What's it doing back in Kansas, Bill?
I haven't had time to pay attention. You know, let me look at the phone here.
I have actually a story about this is the warmest February in the Northeast ever.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I mean, they say ever. They
Kansas City is 28 this morning.
All right. Well, anyway, no reason to want to be there. But the deal is they're telling us that tomorrow is going to be in the mid-70s. Okay? And they may be right.
Well, the climate change crowd will be out.
Yeah. I mean, but that's 35 degrees warmer than what we got right now.
Well, I took a snapshot on my phone yesterday because, you know, I've got the weather app on there. And it was hilarious because here I think it was 42. Up in Dallas it was, you know, mid-30s or low-30s. And then in Houston it was 72.
Wow.
So Texas just can't make up its mind.
Well, you go through three states essentially when you go through Texas.
Yeah, that's true, too.
We are large. All right, so when it comes to waste, I have to say government waste. I would have.
Oh, I thought you were talking about large waste.
Yeah, waistline.
We can compare my waistline to the government.
Okay, yeah. No, we're talking government waste. I don't know that anybody can beat Boston.
Because they'll put perfectly good tea in their harbor.
Yeah, that too. But for instance, they did this building project called the Big Dig, okay? And it was supposed to cost $2.6 billion, and it has now cost $24 billion.
Whoa.
Which is a little bit more than they thought.
Yeah, overshot it just a tad.
So you would think that maybe that would be a warning shot to anybody in Massachusetts, don't be stupid with money. Well, Massachusetts transportation officials under fire for authorizing a no-bid contract for a $100,000 bathroom inside a state office building. WCVB-TV reports the 115-square-foot bathroom.
Whoa, that's a big bathroom.
Yeah, and adjoining kitchenette. Installed last year at the State Transportation Building inside the new State Transportation Department and the MBTA boardroom. Again, that's transportation. That's a big dig.
Yeah.
Project was fast-tracked and not put out for bid, which is usually the thing you do with state projects, so that contractors actually have to compete with the idea of maybe keeping costs down. Former state inspector general, now that he's not in the gig anymore,
right?
Greg Sullivan, who is a research director, called the cost outrageous.
Just a bit.
Once again, he's a former state employee. Bathroom is about 40 steps away from a spacious public bathroom on the same floor. A spokesman for the transportation department said board members are sometimes followed to the bathroom by reporters who bother them. So this will keep the riffraff of media out of their lives.
Do we have naming rights yet?
Yeah, the next step. Yeah.
Info.
Mation.
The Toity Bowl bathroom, right?
The Toity Bowl.
Something like that. Or the Charmin. I mean, we could come up with any number, but
yeah, where's Kimberly Clark based out of?
I don't know where they are, but Gillette. Hey, Gillette's in Boston. They could do that. I could work for them. Just let you know.
Howdy, this is Congressman Bill Flores reminding you to vote in the upcoming primary elections. Hundreds of thousands of American military men and women have served to protect this sacred right. Please honor them by voting in the upcoming election as well as future elections. I'm Bill Flores. I approve this message, and I thank you for your continuing support.
Hi, I'm Pat Sefcik of Sefcik Service Center, and I'm asking you to vote for my lifelong friend, Gabriel Garcia, for Brazos County District Clerk. Gabriel Garcia is a graduate of Texas A&M University, a local business owner, a father, and devoted husband. Gabriel has dedicated many years to multiple outreach organizations, civic committees, city boards, and is a hands-on active member of St. Joseph's Catholic Church. I ask you to vote Gabriel Garcia for Brazos County District Clerk.
Paid for by Gabriel Garcia campaign, Pat Sedcheck, Treasurer. Whether you have a swimming pool or looking to build one, trust the Pool Guy. With a large professional staff, the Pool Guy can properly maintain your swimming pool, saving you time and money. The Pool Guy is the only local service center trusted by all major manufacturers to service their products. Any pool repair, large or small, the Pool Guy's experienced technicians can handle it. For pool supplies, toys, and free water testing, visit the Pool Store. Trust the experience of the Pool Guy to ensure your pool construction and maintenance is done right. Call 575-6200 for the Pool Guy.
Hey, good morning. It is 620, News Talk 1620, WTAW, Infomaniacs from the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer, and Brian Navasota. Here we go with Feb 22. This is George Washington's real birthday. Shout out to George. And it's
G-Dub.
Yep.
George is my friend.
Day 53, got 312 of them to go. So in addition to George Washington's birthday, we got Introduce a Girl to Engineering Day. That's happening more and more. Look over there at A&M. There's lots of girl types over there doing that engineering thing.
Well, the dean.
Yeah, as a matter of fact. Walk the dog day, maybe not today. Cook a sweet potato day.
Oh.
Yeah. Chili day. Yeah, that works pretty well right now. And, hey, later on today, we'll have to text Chelsea when it's a reasonable hour. Let her know it's National Margarita Day.
Oh, yeah. I bet she's
celebrating. They already know about
it's
it.
It's 3:20 over there.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. All right, birthdays. 4:20.
Birthdays for today. Cole Pendery is turning 22. He's in the boy band IM5.
Now, you understand you're doing birthdays today with two guys who probably won't know
a lot of these people.
No, I remember that.
I'll give you a ding ding when I recognize
the
name.
All right. Well, honestly, I don't even know if Chelsea would have gotten that one, so you guys are off the hook.
Okay.
Khalil Mack is turning 22. He's a footballer.
All right.
Plays linebacker. Well, he's kind of a joker, more or less. He's kind of like the Von Miller.
A joker, a smoker, a midnight toker.
Yeah, he's kind of the Von Miller for the Oakland Raiders. So he's turning 27 today.
Soon to be the Las Vegas Knights, right?
Is that no, Las Vegas Raiders.
Are they?
No. Golden Knights is what their hockey team is. Yeah.
Sorry to confuse.
Yeah,
you got confused right. with which one of the new College Station middle school mascots?
Yeah, the Knights.
Did we decide, is there a sword in the night? With the
no, I, from what I can tell, at least in the logo that they presented us, there is no sword.
I want the knight holding a bunny.
So we'll figure that one out, or maybe a noble steed.
Yeah.
Drew Barrymore, notice that
ding,
one?
Ding, 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 ding,
she's turning 43. Okay. E.T., Firestarter, Charlie's Angels, mm-hmm. Never Been Kissed, all those good movies. James Blunt is turning 44
ding, ding, ding.
Today.
Oh, okay.
So you might recognize this song.
You're beautiful.
You're beautiful. It's true.
True.
So he's turning 44 today.
Sounds like a young Rod Stewart.
That's what I thought. Yeah. You know, initially I thought that Rod Stewart actually sang that song.
Yeah.
But, so James Blunt turning 44 today.
Not enough whiskey to sound like Rod Stewart.
Yeah, I might have to work on that. Thomas Jane, we were about to get to him. He's turning 49. The Sweetest Thing, Punisher, Deep Blue Sea, which has the greatest death scene of all time with Samuel L. Jackson. If you haven't seen it, you'll have to check it out.
Okay.
Julius Erving, Dr. J, is turning 68 today.
I still have from my youth a Spalding recreational basketball to Julius Erving.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Well, we'll talk about Dr. J here in a little bit. Not necessarily what he did, but a podcast that he had with Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban.
I remember.
So we'll talk about that. Yeah. Kyle MacLachlan is turning 59. Dale Cooper in Twin Peaks.
And on Portlandia, he plays the mayor.
Oh, does he really?
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
Okay,
didn't he wind up on Desperate Housewives?
He's done some stuff.
Yeah, I think he was on that too.
Actually, he started in the movie Dune. If you ever saw that.
Dune. I've not seen that one.
Yeah, there's no reason to.
Okay.
Great series of books, really a bad movie.
Okay.
Yeah.
Rachel Dratch is turning 52. SNL, Debbie Downer, so she's turning 52 today. Niki Lauda is turning 69.
Indie writer.
Yeah.
Formula One, yeah.
If you saw the movie Rush, Daniel Brühl starred as Niki Lauda, and Chris Hemsworth was James Hunt.
Wow.
It was about their rivalry back in the 70s and then the crash that Niki Lauda had. And Steve Irwin would have been 56 today, and that's all I got for birthdays.
Among the would have been's, Don Pardo.
Jeopardy.
Would have been 100. Well, in SNL.
Well, Jeopardy before that with Art
before
Fleming.
That, right.
Yes.
For more than 60 years, he was the basically the house voice of NBC. Was, by the way, the first announcer to read the bulletin that President Kennedy had been shot in 1963.
Really?
And for a time, his son-in-law lived in Bryan, Texas.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, all that stuff.
Interesting.
There's your Don Pardo trivia today. Yeah. All right, 624.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, the 15th richest person in Congress, Nancy Crumbs Pelosi, was speaking at a town hall on Tuesday when she's lamenting the fact that the Trump tax plan doesn't represent American values. Now, she said, "This is about the United States of America, about our children's future. It can't possibly be a statement of values for us to talk about. As Martin Luther King said, God never intended for one group of people to live in superfluous, inordinate wealth while others live in abject, deadening poverty." Okay, it was at this moment a heckler shouted, "Hey, Nancy, how much are you worth? Are you in abject poverty?" Well, I second that question. So I think it's time now for Nancy Pelosi, for Crumbs, to now give up the $100 million in net worth that she and her husband have.
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If you're a timeshare owner, you know what? Getting out of your timeshare is probably at the top of your to-do list. And since maintenance bills are now taking a bite out of your savings, well, now is the right time to make the call and simplify your life and improve your financial situation. Now, with that, I know how hard it can be to find a company that you can trust. That means I want to tell you about my friends at Lone Star Transfer. Now, they have helped over 5,000 timeshare owners get out of their timeshares legally and ethically. Now, they have a 99% success rate and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Now, Brian and Karen are passionate. They're committed to helping you get out of your timeshare as quickly and effortlessly as possible. So call my friends today for a no-obligation consultation and let them get you out of your timeshare the right way. Now, the number is toll-free, 844-284-4860. That number again, 844-284-4860, or online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
I'm Crystal Kelly, and I'm running for District Clerk of Brazos County because I believe my experience working in the District Clerk's office and in private practice as a litigation case manager over the past few years uniquely qualifies me to step into the role as a District Clerk on day one with a fresh perspective. I am the only candidate with Brazos County District Clerk office experience. For more information, go to VoteCrystalKelly.com.
Political ad paid for by Crystal Kelly candidate Chad Jones, Treasurer.
Good morning, 627, Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Do some weather. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal. Home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Okay, the sun will come out tomorrow. Well, I don't know about that. Anyway, tomorrow's going to be a better day, but we will continue to have kind of a drippy day today. 50-50 chance of some showers or thunderstorms with a high temperature in the mid-50s and north winds at 5 to 10. Tonight, chance of rain increases to 60%. And then on Friday, they say, cloudy, 40% chance of showers, but we're going to be in the mid-70s. Still have some clouds on Friday night. Saturday, yeah, maybe some showers, like 60% chance of that. But hopefully on Sunday, we'll get to see the sun. Again, we'll see. And for next week, as far as the temps are concerned, we'll be probably in the upper 60s, so it'll be all right. But hide and watch to see if we get to the mid-70s for tomorrow, because right now we've got winds out of the north at 9, fog and mist out there, chill factor of 35, and the air temperature is 41.
Jennifer Kishinka with your money now. Ford says Raj Nair, president of its North America division, is leaving the automaker following reports of inappropriate behavior. Ford says it had conducted an internal investigation and found behavior by Nair that breached the company's code of conduct. Nair, whose departure is effective immediately, apologized for his behavior. Fed officials at their January meeting believe that a brightening global economic picture and the effects of recently passed tax cuts had raised the prospect for solid growth and continued interest rate increases. The minutes of the discussions released yesterday showed that the officials were more optimistic about the economy than they had been in December. Barclays announced it will more than double its dividend next year, even as the bank reported a full-year loss hit by a weak performance at its investment bank and a charge related to U.S. tax reforms. Crude oil down 34 cents at $61.34 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures indicating a mixed open this morning. That's your money now.
The clock is ticking. Every day you put off buying life insurance can cost you big time. The older you get, the more you'll have to pay. And a sudden accident or unexpected illness could cause your rates to skyrocket or even make you uninsurable. Beat the clock. Call SelectQuote now. No hassle, no obligation. In minutes, you'll have a choice of your best rates from up to 10 highly rated life insurance companies. Richard, 40 years old, takes meds to control his cholesterol. Still, SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $24 a month, under a dollar a day. Don't risk your family's security another minute. Get your free quote now. Just call 1-800-646-9595. That's 1-800-646-9595. 1-800-646-9595. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
WTAW News Time, 6:30. The temperature is 42. Check of the Brazos Valley Weather follows the news presented by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where their vision's to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to MarEyeCenter.com. I'm Bill Oliver. There is raw sewage leaking from septic tanks in Brazos County. That was revealed at last night's Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce Candidates Forum. What to do about it was discussed by the candidates for County Commission in Precinct 4. Tommy Anderson approached by a woman who said there was a problem in an unidentified area, and the woman's been trying to get it fixed for some time.
I think sometimes people need to be directed to where they need to go to take care of the issue sometimes.
Irma Cawley says the county has some authority over septic systems through the health department.
We have plans to search for grants to help those people in every precinct that may have septic problems.
A podcast of last night's forums online at WTAW.com. Expansion of parking lots at two Bryan School District campuses being delayed. That's after the school board this week agreed with recommendations to change where the expansion will take place at Rudder High School. The district's construction manager, Jeff Windsor, says instead of adding 108 spaces all on the north side of campus, half will go to the south side by the fine arts area.
By putting it directly adjacent to an existing parking lot on the south, it gave us enough room that now we can have an actual band practice area that's hard surface.
Windsor also saying more parking's coming to Davila Middle School.
If you can picture it, there are two light poles that are right off of the parking lot, right on the kind of west side. It's a phase one and phase two parking. They don't really need the total parking, so what we divided it up into a 23 parking spot phase one, which could be done exceedingly quickly because it's just coming off the back one.
The additional time required to rewrite the contract to reflect the change at Rudder. A Bryan School Board member, who's also Speaker-elect of the Texas A&M Faculty Senate, is this year's representative on the A&M System's Chancellor's Academy of Teacher Educators. Julie Harlan, nominated by faculty, students, and staff, and selected by past Academy members. Dr. Harlan, an associate professor in the Department of Agricultural Leadership, Education, and Communications. You can no longer carry a large bag in the Cinemark movie theaters. According to Cinemark's website, a new bag and package policy begins today. With the exception of medical equipment and diaper bags, the maximum size that can be brought inside, 12 inches by 12 inches by 6 inches. Cinemark will not have a place to check bags or other personal belongings that are not allowed, and they reserve the right to inspect all bags and packages. New policy, according to the websites, to enhance the safety and security of Cinemark guests and employees. A Bryan man in the Brazos County Jail for almost 3 years on a murder charge has been arrested for the fourth time. Nathaniel Tillery is accused of injuring someone inside the detention center. According to the arrest report from the sheriff's office, surveillance video showed Tillery knocking another inmate out of a seat, then being beaten repeatedly in the head. The other inmate, who required surgery for a broken jaw, said he was attacked because he would not give up his seat. Former employee of the College Station Kohl's store accused of taking more than $3,000 cash last November. According to the arrest report, 23-year-old Jessica Higgins of College Station made numerous confessions to police and pledged to repay the money. The arrest took place after the investigating officer learned last week she had not made any payments. Chancellor of the Texas A&M System telling state lawmakers yesterday he would be proposing to the Board of Regents a new financial aid source. John Sharp telling the Joint Interim Committee on Higher Education formula funding that the criteria for the proposed Regents grants includes a student family adjusted gross income between $60,000 and $100,000 a year. The initiative to be funded with $3 million a year from the available university fund for the next 10 years. More information is online at WTAW.com. A new spin on scammers calling and demanding you pay your utility bills is now impacting business owners. Casey Kirschfink at Entergy, that's the power company serving much of the county surrounding Bryan College Station, says scammers are calling at the busiest times of the business day.
If it's a restaurant, like they're in the middle of lunch service or whatever, and it'll catch them off guard. And so somebody will pick up the phone, and then the scammer will say, you know, I'm with Entergy, you haven't paid your bill yet, I'm about to cut you off in, you know, 5 minutes unless you pay. And then, of course, they're in the middle of lunch rush, and so they're like, oh, okay, what do I need to do?
Kirschfink says scammers share customer information in their attempt to get victims to pay, but Entergy does not call to notify customers their service is about to be disconnected. WTAW News Time, 25 minutes from 7. The temperature is 42. News presented by Mar Eye Center. More news at 7 or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
If your field of vision is narrow, if you experience night blindness, halos, floaters, or blurred vision, you may have a cataract. But don't worry. Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564 for your appointment. Mar Eye Center, thanking you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Drivers have a big responsibility when they're on the road, and so do pedestrians. 680 pedestrians died on Texas roads in 2016. We all share a responsibility to bring that number to zero. If you're driving, always watch for pedestrians. If you're walking or jogging, always use a crosswalk and look out for oncoming vehicles. And everyone should put their phones away and pay attention. On foot or behind the wheel, always follow traffic laws. Be safe. Drive smart. A message from TxDOT.
A roof is a roof is a roof, right? Wrong! Sure, a lot of the same materials are used, and sure, some of the same styles are built. But at Aggieland Roofing, things are done right the first time. Satisfaction guaranteed. Aggieland Roofing guarantees that your roof installation or repair will be completed on time the first time. Aggieland Roofing, 777-1432 or aggielandroofing.com. Aggieland Roofing. Roofing done right.
He's our neighbor for more than 50 years, a local bookstore owner for more than 40 years, a fighting Texas Aggie class of 69, our state representative, John Rainey. John Rainey has voted for law and order and a more secure border. He supported $800 million for border security surge operations, putting more boots on the ground and more assets in the air to stop traffickers. Rainey voted to end sanctuary cities for illegal aliens because the rule of law must be enforced. And Rainey supported increasing the state share of education funding to improve our schools and to allow school districts to reduce property taxes.
I'm John Rainey. I have a record of improving education, supporting our great teachers, and fighting to keep property taxes under control. I am pro-life because every life matters from conception until natural death.
A fighting Texas Aggie, a local small business owner, a staunch conservative. John Rainey for state representative.
Political ad paid for by the John Rainey campaign.
United Ag and Turf offers the hardworking John Deere tractors, mowers, and utility vehicles you need to take care of your property. Choose the powerful and versatile John Deere 5045E tractor. This 50-horsepower tractor offers the muscle and features you need to tackle your to-do list. Includes a 5-year powertrain warranty and a surprisingly affordable starting price of only $159 per month. And when you purchase a new John Deere tractor up to 50 horsepower, our United Advantage service plan is included. The first year's scheduled maintenance is free. All you need is the diesel. Stop in today or visit UnitedAgandTurf.com. Offers end 2/28/2018. Summer restrictions supply. See dealer for details.
Good morning. It's 6:38. News Talk 1620 WTAW. Checking some weather. Brought to you by Ground Shuttle. It offers frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between Bryan College Station and both Houston airports, and now daily service to the Austin airport too. Reserve your Houston or Austin airport commute now at groundshuttle.com. Let them do the driving.
Cloudiness and moisture will continue to drift across the region. We could see a few showers today. Highs 55 to 60. Rain tonight, temperatures only sliding back to about 55. We start warming up tomorrow. It's partly to mostly cloudy and breezy. Chance of showers, highs tomorrow 70 to 75. Maybe a shower tomorrow night 60 to 65. Mostly cloudy, breezy Saturday. Chance of showers, highs near 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, for the first time in 20 years, the U.S. Women's Olympic hockey team is gold medalist.
Yeah!
Pete Rooney to keep Canada's hopes alive. She is stopped! The United States wins gold in Pyeongchang!
Kevin Harlan with the call on NBC Sports. And, yeah, it was a fantastic finish. 3-2, the Americans won. They beat the Canadians in a shootout. So we'll cover that as well. Of course, there's plenty of Aggie sports in action this weekend, or I should say today. It's not the weekend just yet, but we're getting there. Texas A&M women's hoops in action tonight. Aggie softball in action this afternoon. All that more coming up in sports.
Kevin Harlan's a busy guy.
Yeah, he is. He's one of my favorites, for
sure. I agree. He does a lot of really good work. I saw him do a Big Ten game last week in Chicago, and there he is over there. Yeah. Doing that Olympic thing. Hey, I forgot to mention that today is the Great American Spit Out.
Oh!
There you go.
Where's that at?
Well, it's like used to be Smoke Out, except it's Spit Out.
So yeah, but who got the CVB business for that?
You know, I don't know. It doesn't say that they're having a celebration anyplace. How would you do that?
Are anyway? They spitting? Are they spitting tobacco? Are they spitting just spitting?
Well, I think no. It's tobacco. Actually, this is apparently in conjunction with the Through with the Chew Week. Through with the Chew Week, February 17 through 23. So we're just about to the end of it. Do you know anybody who does that anymore?
Who chews tobacco?
Chews, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. A lot of people? You know a lot of people?
I don't know a lot of people. I mean, I played baseball, so there were plenty of guys. I mean, they dipped, and then some, you know, with the old school chew.
Okay, but that's back in the day. I'm talking 2018.
Oh.
I just wonder. I mean.
I know some people, yeah.
Okay. We used to, just, you know, TMI, we used to have somebody who decided that they wanted to eject their whatever they were chewing in the bathroom, which was really not anything I wanted anybody to share, you know what I'm saying? But that's what they do. They got to clean their lip out at some point. And we all have stories. You know, if you were at a party and there were people dipping, don't pick up a cup you don't know about.
Oh, no.
Yeah, anyway.
Or if you're riding, you know, shotgun or something, make sure that yours is separate from theirs.
That's right. Now, I was a smoker. There's no doubt. I was a smoker. And but I tried the dip thing, and it just that didn't work.
Yeah, and somebody who I knew actually had to travel a lot for work. They've since quit it, but they had to travel a lot for work, and so you know, you're sitting there in a car for forever, and you get kind of bored, and so that's how they kind of picked it up. But I think people, you know, well, tobacco products in general, it's starting to get it's not as cool as it once was.
No,
you don't have
not.
The Camel anymore. You don't have.
And the city of Bryan, you know, we talked to the mayor yesterday. They've decided that, you know, we're not going to have smoking in parks.
Tobacco smoking.
Right. They can still vape.
You can go vaping.
But, you know, how is that any more disgusting than somebody who's chewing and spits on the ground? You don't want to look at that, do you?
Or can't they be ticketed for littering?
Yeah, could be.
Mm-hmm. But you just can't inhale it is the thing.
Well, that's also true. That's also true. But anyway, today's the Great American Spit Out. All right, so what a lot of people liked about Donald Trump is that he was plain talking in many ways.
Correct.
Well, so yesterday we got a chance to hear a Donald Trump supporter. You know, CNN had their town hall meeting, but ahead of that, Trump people, pretty smart, they said, let's have a listening situation at the White House. I don't know how long the president spent there, but I want to say about 45 minutes with these people.
Not longer than that. I remember I picked it up after it already started, and I think it went for about 45 minutes.
Good. All right, so this guy's name is Andrew Pollack.
It doesn't make sense. Fix it. Should have been one school shooting, and we should have fixed it. And I'm pissed, because my daughter I'm not going to see again.
His daughter was named Meadow, and she was one of the children that was killed.
And I want you all to know that. Never, ever will I see my kid. That's how I want it to sink in. It's eternity. My beautiful daughter, I'm never going to see again. And it's simple. It's not, we could fix it. The Department of Education that I walked in today that has a security guard in the elevator. How do you think that makes me feel? In the elevator, they got a security guard. I'm very angry that this happened because it keeps happening. 9/11 happened once, and they fixed everything. How many schools, how many children have to get shot? It stops here with this administration and me. I'm not gonna sleep until it's fixed.
That's Andrew Pollack. He was wearing a Trump 2020 campaign shirt, in fact, when they were searching for his daughter.
Really?
Yep. So this is a guy who is a supporter of this president. That's what he had to say. And then I guess you've seen the quotes from the kids who went to Florida, you know, went to the legislature in Florida. They're really angry, and they're saying, if you don't fix this, then we'll fix you. We'll vote you out, and we'll have new people to take care of this.
Yeah, and, you know, from yesterday, just watching that, I thought it was a really constructive meeting. I've come to the conclusion that no matter what in politics, there are going to be people, I mean, you could be the second coming for all intents and purposes, but they're still not going to appreciate what you're doing. You know, what else would you ask from a president right now? And yeah, there's Donald Trump. There's a lot of things that you can probably knack on him about, and he's rather uncouth in a lot of ways. But I thought yesterday was a good example of what we should be doing, and that's having an open dialogue. And there's still people that are going to find fault with it. It doesn't matter what exactly it is. However, I thought it was pretty constructive overall.
Well, I didn't see it, and I would agree with you that no president is going to fix this.
Right.
He may be able to have the parties get together and talk about it. And I get the gun rights, and, you know, actually, that was one of the questions I asked everybody last night, is what, if anything, should Texas do to make children feel safe on the campuses? And I don't know that the government on the state level needs to go in and get involved in that. But one of the things that a candidate named Harold Ram said, and he was a former superintendent, and that was part of the problem is there are so many doors in schools.
Right.
Because you want safety. You want those kids to be able to exit the building if there's something wrong. But that also means that you have to make sure that the access is only one way and is available at the proper time. So, you know, that's a physical thing that you can do.
Well, and in my high school, at least back home recently, I guess within the past 3 or 4 years, they put up a fence, you know, and it's a wrought iron fence that goes around the entire campus. Now, I understand that there's a lot of cost in that, you know, and as far as aesthetics and things like that, you might think it looks kind of like a prison, but honestly, it keeps you safe. And if you've got 2 or 3 entryways that go into the parking lot, again, this goes around the parking lot. So if you've got 2 or 3 entryways that have guard checks, things like that, there are people who are checking folks in as they come in to park and making sure that they belong there. I think that's important, too. I think that would go a long way in securing campuses. But that's just my 2 cents.
College Station Superintendent Dr. Clark Ely will be with us Monday. We actually booked that interview before the Florida situation happened. Our intent wasn't necessarily to talk about that, but clearly we will. And it won't be solved overnight, but I think, to repeat what I said yesterday, the legislators have got to get on the floor and talk about it. You've got to bring it to the floor. And understand the National Rifle Association, understand the right, you know, they issued a statement yesterday, which was interesting, but they issued a statement, Jennifer Baker, because the idea was maybe we pass a law that says no one under a certain age can have a gun. Well, they're going to jump on that, obviously, because they would say that would prohibit any adults 18 to 20 from buying a firearm and then depriving them of their Second Amendment rights. So you get into the whirling blades of controversy pretty quickly in this situation. But again, I hope that everybody's watching what's going on in Florida with the kids out in front of the legislature in Florida, seeing how angry they are. And it can replicate itself certainly all over the country. But certainly now is not the time for them to be tone deaf. All right, 6:48.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
There is just a lot of odd information out there in our big world of shade trees. A lot of trees are hurt by uninformed well-wishers, and gardeners often don't realize that they've been the culprits until it's too late, if at all. The roots of the matter, roots of your shade trees, will be the subject of our program today. I'll be back with details right after this message.
If you want the most useful reference book in Texas gardening, I believe Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening to be exactly that. I self-published this book so I could have exactly the book I always wanted to have for you. Chapter 1 is Basics of Gardening in the Lone Star State, and Chapter 2 is a calendar of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all the plants in your landscape and garden. Chapters 3 through 11, trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, lawns, fruit, and vegetables. The one reference book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. Every book goes outside. It's not in stores. It's not on Amazon. It's not a revision of my cowboy boot book from 1991. $31.95 plus tax and postage. Order by calling during the week 800-752-752. Grow or order anytime at neilsperry.com. NEILSPERRY.com. It's a fact that probably 90% of any tree's roots are in the top foot of soil. That's obviously true for a mangled old pine tree hanging into the barren top of a mountain, but it's just as true for a 75-foot pecan growing in the deep, fertile soils alongside the Mississippi River. Sure, that big pecan has a taproot to anchor it, but the roots that do all of the work of pulling water and pumping up nutrients, those roots are near the soil's surface because that's where nutrients accumulate and that's where rain falls. Your takeaway from all of that, don't do any major soil work in and around shade trees if it's going to have serious consequences for those critical roots. Most of all, don't be adding fresh topsoil more than 1 inch per year, preferably not at all. Adding fill soil beneath a large tree is one of the best ways to guarantee that that tree will die a slow 3 to 5 year death. Oxygen will gradually be compacted out of its root zone. If you're installing new sprinkler lines or other utilities, remember the visual of an old-fashioned wooden wagon wheel. It has a rim around its boundary, and that rim is equivalent to the imaginary drip line of a tree. And that's where the water would fall if the tree were an umbrella. That's where the most active roots will always be found, but leading out to that drip line will be a network of larger roots, the spokes of your wooden wheel. And it's critical that you not dig trenches across those spokes as you're getting ready to lay in new pipes or wiring. Spend the few extra dollars on more pipe, more cable. Dig your trenches roughly parallel to those bigger roots coming in from the outside of your wagon wheel and heading straight toward the trunk. If you've planted a new shade tree over the wintertime, your care will need to ramp up considerably for the rest of the growing season. Its roots don't yet extend out into the rest of the native soil, and that means that your tree will dry out more quickly than the established plants around it will be drying. You'll need to water it by hand every 2 or 3 days for its first summer, every 3 to 5 days during spring and fall. Let a hose run slowly and soak its soil deeply. Hopefully you built a shallow water retention berm with the soil left over when the tree was planted. I don't know why people use mulch volcanoes around trees. They pile the mulch up 6 or 8 inches high up on the trunks of the trees, and that actually keeps the water from getting into the soil. Oh, and it's also very normal to see trees' roots expanding up and out of the soil as the tree grows. Don't be concerned about that. It's a part of life. If you want to put a ground cover over them to conceal them, that's fine, but people are used to seeing them. Oh, and you don't have to cut those roots off just because they head toward the house. I'm Neil Sperry. Easy Garden Paths in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on on News Talk 1620 WTAW. The sports update is brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Thank God it is Thursday. 17th-ranked Fighting Texas Aggie women's basketball is back in action tonight as it pays a visit to Arkansas. Coach Gary Blair says it's crunch time for the Aggs as the season's winding down.
Win our last two ball games, win at least two in the SEC tournament, and we'll be right in the middle of 14, 15, and 16. Because our RPI is that high, our strength of schedule's in the top 10. That's what happened last year. We moved up a seed line. I think we were the fifth seed in the NCAA tournament, if I remember, and went out to UCLA. So that's the game plan. Win two. Go to the SEC tournament, minimum, more than likely we're playing on Thursday night. It would be very hard for us to get a top four seed just due to the tiebreakers.
Texas A&M is looking to bounce back following a 76-55 loss to second-ranked Mississippi State on Sunday. Tip-off against the Lady Razorbacks is tonight at 7 with broadcast on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM. Number six, Aggie softball is out on the West Coast, gearing up to take part in the Marinetta Classic in Cathedral City, California. Senior slugger Tori Vidalis says she's looking forward to the challenge.
For us to be able to get to play teams that we would never play in like the regular season normally, it's really great because it is an early test and kind of get to see what you need to work on or what are we doing well? How are we making adjustments? Are we making them quickly? Are we making them not fast enough or whatever it may be? So to be able to play that talent so early is going to be only helpful. I mean, they're great teams. So even if you do end up taking an L, like, it's still a game that you can learn from and produce later on in the season.
That's an excerpt of Vidalis' visit with myself and the Eagles' Travis Brown on the My Aggie Nation podcast. If you'd like to hear the rest of the interview, of course, you can go to our website, WTAW.com. And the Maroon and White kick off day one of the Marinetta Classic this afternoon, and they take on Notre Dame at 5 o'clock. That matchup will be immediately followed by a showdown with Nebraska. Broadcast for both games will be over on Willie 1550 and RadioAggieland.com. Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban has been fined $600,000 by the NBA for comments about tanking during a podcast with Hall of Famer Julius Irving. Cuban said during the 30-minute interview that he met recently with some of his players and told them losing is our best option. Commissioner Adam Silver said the fine was for public statements detrimental to the NBA. Now, the Dallas organization has also come under fire recently following a Sports Illustrated article that focused on former Mavericks president and CEO Terdema Usery, who has been accused of multiple acts of inappropriate behavior toward female employees during his 18 years with the team. And sticking with the NBA, San Antonio Spurs coach Greg Popovich says he would be surprised if star forward Kawhi Leonard plays again this season. Leonard has played in only 9 games this year in limited minutes while battling a quadriceps injury. Out on the ice, the Dallas Stars fell to the Anaheim Ducks last night 2-0. That's a second straight loss for Dallas, which falls to 34-22-4 on the season. Now, in the Olympic game, the United States women's hockey team has claimed its first Olympic gold medal in 20 years.
Must beat Rooney to keep Canada's hopes alive. She is stuck! The United States wins gold in Pyeongchang!
Kevin Harlan with the call on NBC. A 3-2 win over Canada in a shootout. Now, the Canadians had won the previous 4 gold medals since the Americans captured the inaugural women's Olympic hockey tournament at Nagano. U.S. freestyler David Wise nabbed gold in the men's halfpipe for the second straight Olympics. Wise wiped out in his first 2 runs before sneaking past countryman and silver medalist Alex Ferreira to bring the Americans' gold medal count to 8. Meanwhile, skier Michaela Schifrin grabbed silver in the women's combined as the U.S. now has a total medal count of 21. And that's been your morning sports update brought to you by WC Tractor on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
I'm Ben Lamond. My wife Christy and I keep waiting for someone to stand up to Austin and ask rural Texans what matters. Those folks down the road just don't seem to get it sometimes. We built the business here. We know how to balance a budget, meet the bottom line, sign both sides of a paycheck, and cut the bull. We also know that economic growth is vital to our region, and an unsecured border is an ever-growing threat. I'm Ben Lamond. Send me to Austin, and I won't let you down.
Political ad paid for by Ben Lamond Campaign.
Howdy, I'm Robert James Jr., but my friends call me Robbie. I'm a candidate for Justice of the Peace, Precinct 2, and I want to remind you that early voting is Tuesday, February 20th through Friday, March 2nd. Primary election day is Tuesday, March 6th. The dedicated and hardworking citizens of Brazos County should demand the same from their elected officials. My experience as a master peace officer has given me a working knowledge of the county's court system, district and county attorney's offices, and the county jail, which will ensure that justice is carried out correctly, fairly, and in a timely manner. I am court security certified for your protection. My business background, including over 30 years in real estate, provides me with the education and experience to run the Justice of the Peace office with honor, integrity, and efficiency. I'm dedicated to improving the Office of Justice of the Peace, Precinct 2, by being available 24/7. I encourage you and your friends to get out and vote. I would appreciate your vote for me, Robert Robbie James Jr., for Justice of the Peace, Precinct 2.
Political advertisement paid for by the Elect Robbie James Campaign. Jane Armstrong, PhD, Treasurer.
Hey, Jake, would you get an entry gate made for us this year?
Sure thing. I just called the good folks at Jackrabbit Manufacturing.
Hold your horses. I thought it was Smack Habit Carbo Loading. You know, the company with the great metal finishings.
Jackrabbit is a powder coating facility as well as a metal fabricating shop specializing in design, plasma cutting, welding, fabrication, and powder coating.
So Jackrabbit Gerrymandering. I got it.
That's right, Earl. Jackrabbit Manufacturing and Powder Coating, a company worth remembering.
Last news of weather. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981. With two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications, 775-2929. High temperature today? Well, I'm sorry. It's not going to be that warm. Yeah, yesterday the temperatures moved like 2 degrees for the entire day. Look for it to be maybe up to 50 today. We'll hope so. If it feels cold to you, it should. Chill factor's 35. The air temperature's 41. WTAW College Station, Bryant.